Well, hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us today here at Wunderkind. I am Tim Glom, your host, the VP of Content, Digital, and AI here, joined by Rachel Waldstein. I'll let her introduce herself in a second, but you are watching our evolution here at Wunderkind of how static journeys are evolving. We're going to talk a little bit about what we're working on under the hood, roadmap-wise, and what you can expect. Now, we know it's BFCM, and it's kind of a busy time. You're gearing up for that, so don't worry. We're not asking you to do anything crazy, but we do have some early access beta programs and things we want you to know about. And just in general, we want you to know what we're building, what 2026 looks like. With that, Rachel, please, can you give an introduction? And please give us a little context, because you just came from the B2C space. So everyone watching, you have a lot of empathy for what they have to do today after they're done watching this.
I do indeed. I come from 13 years at a portfolio footwear company, Wolverine Worldwide. So we had a portfolio of footwear and apparel, both US and international based, with a wholesale and D2C presence. So very familiar with this. How do we construct the right consumer journey for our brands across every, you know, a range of footwear from fashion to work boots to sneakers and hiking shoes? And what does that journey look like? And how do we talk to the consumer that we have today? And how do we talk to our target consumer? And is that journey differentiated enough? And do we have enough content? And all of those things that get in our way on a day-to-day basis as we go to construct what right now are very segmented and individually built journeys. That's what we've been doing for the last 13 years. And you know, when you talk to any of your ESPs, that's the excitement of you can build anything you want. But I'm really excited to be here at Wunderkind as the VP of Global Strategic Consulting because of all the things that we are about to talk about, because of the real capabilities that we have to make that unique consumer journey come to life in a way that cannot be replicated a million times over through different content journeys.
Yeah, it just does not scale. And you're giving me a little PTSD as I start to think about my days in B2C. They're about 6 years behind me, but yeah, it's great to be on this side of the fence, and let's talk a little bit about what we are working on and why we're working on it. And really, this idea of segmentation kind of going away in the way in that it's a blocker today, right? Segmentation on the whole is not a horrible word. It's not a dirty word yet. And you do need it. And I like to segment things from a metrics point of view, a lag measurement of what happened in certain segments. But really moving forward in marketing, if we're lumping people together, and 20 years ago, we were excited to be able to lump men and women in different piles, right? We were like, that was a breakthrough. But what we're really going to talk about today is AI, the amount of data that it has available to it, real-time behavioral signals, the things that your consumers are spitting off, not just from your own website, right? Everybody who's watching knows what we do, identity graph, et cetera. But being able to see that across an entire graph and a person as a whole, as they bounce around different digital properties, and being able to use that information to literally say, all right, I'm not going to batch and blast my entire audience on Monday because my boss told me I have a new product. We're literally going to drip things out. Now, that's the batch and blast replace of segmentation. But where we really live, as most clients know, is that triggered, you know, messaging. Somebody did something and then we come in and step in. And this is just going to change everything to scale. So, but if you don't mind, maybe you can share, and a lot will chuckle as they drink their coffee right now. What were the biggest pain points and legacy issues of like human built static led journeys? What drove you nuts when you were on the B2C side?
Yeah, I would often have marketers come to me and say, I have this target consumer demographic, whatever it is, and I need a segment. How many people are between the ages of 35 and 45 that exhibit these characteristics? And I could go and run the numbers, and then I would say to them, but what are you going to say to them that's different than what you're going to say to everybody else? And there are some messages that, yeah, would resonate for them, but a lot of the content could be shared with everybody or with people that fell outside of that demographic. So it was really about the constructing the journey, and what AI provides us is the ability to construct the journey with the puzzle pieces that we want to put in, but also making that journey unique enough so that it's the right offer and featuring the right product and the right shipping timelines and speaking to them with the urgency that they may or may not need. Mm-hmm. So it was that conversation of, I can get you this audience. I can get you this segment. That is not a problem. We can segment down to as narrow as specific an audience as you want, but is it really worth crafting 8 emails and 4 texts and the on-site content for content that the consumer may or may not interact with? And is that going to provide you a lift? And the answer most of the time was no. What we really needed was different elements to play into that journey to provide the lift. And that's what these AI options give us.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because I think there's a bigger picture here that we're hoping marketers latch onto, right? We have the benefit of working with about 1,000 different clients. So if you're watching right now and you're going, oh yeah, well, here are my bottlenecks and here are my brand's unique problems. And I've got my management issues because my boss likes to do this way. And they like to see reporting in that way. And we start talking about, you know, building, you know, it used to be A/B testing, right? You build 2 emails, send them out and see what worked better. And we'd all just guess as humans, like, I don't know, like this one had better click rate. So I guess it was the subject line. But now moving to a state where AI literally decides for all 1,000, 100,000, million, 10 million consumers in your database, when and what. And if you give it the business rules, like, for example, on this particular product, maybe we're willing to discount between 10 and 20%. Okay, great. If that's one of the carrots you want to dangle, well, maybe Rachel needs 10%, Tim needs 20% for whatever reason. Humans could never keep up with that when you have 1,000, 100,000, 1 million, 10 million people in your database. You can't create enough emails to be bespoke. My question for you, because you're just recently coming to the tech side, the dark side, do you think marketers are going to allow machines to go and make these decisions on their behalf? And what's it going to take for them to change their mindset? Their everyday, I got to build some segments. I got to build some new emails. I got to build some new creative. What's it going to take for them to, you know, adopt an AI decisioning engine to make all these decisions in real time?
I think, like all tech evolution, some marketing teams, some companies, some brands are going to do it faster than others. I know I've been in this scenario where we've tested early AI product recommendations, and we get feedback that those two products should never live in an email next to each other because they're from 2 different collections. And, you know, you're sitting there and you're hearing that from a CMO and you're thinking, but that's what the consumer looked at. Like, that is what they did on site. And this is the email that they're most likely to convert on, is showing them what they were interested in. Yeah. And so what I think there's absolutely going to be some of that hesitation. What's exciting about the way that Wunderkind has approached our AI is that the brand marketer, the brand team controls what puzzle pieces are going in there. You are controlling the parameters of what you want to see and don't want to see, right? It's 10 to 20% off. It is these colors. It is never that. And you are able to control within that experience what are the different iterations that it creates. And the marketer should never be able to come up with every scenario, but for the consumer, it will feel right and it will feel on brand, because it will be their generated experience, what they cared about, what they engaged with in their subsequent marketing or site experiences.
Yeah.
You know, it will definitely take, there will definitely be some time and some bumpy marketing meetings where a CMO or a brand president or some head of finance got in there and got a wonky looking email because, you know, as we know, employees have the strangest of experiences, yes. Not a typical consumer behavior. So those are absolutely going to be happening. And anybody should feel free to call me and I'm happy to talk them through what those meetings look like. But those are going to happen, but push through it because the results are going to be there.
Yeah. And we're going to share a little bit of these results. No, I like it. And you're really stoking some things in my brain. Like, I'll go to certain retailers and I'll shop for myself, my daughter, maybe my dog in the same session. So to your point, you know, commingling products that might cross gender or cross age groups or whatever your particular brand is into, those are the signals. You don't fight those signals. Those are the cleanest signals coming in, and they should be activated on in the moment, right? Because if I'm shopping for my daughter and her birthday, well, that's once a year. Take those signals and act in the moment. Don't wait a month and be like, oh yeah, this person looked at these, you know, shoes. Well, I was looking at that reason. So at that moment. So take advantage of that. And that's what AI can do in real time. So I'm excited about
it. I once had a leader reach out to me and say that he was getting all sorts of weird things in his email. And we like couldn't figure out why. And it turns out his admin, which was a shared admin across several executives within the organization, they were doing all of the buying for multiple executives.
Oh, geez.
And so that consumer behavior was creating a very strange experience for this executive. And it took us walking all the way back to, hey, any chance your admin placed this order for you? And it was, okay, well, then she also buys for this person and their families as well. So that's what's happening in your marketing journey.
Yeah, that's a good call. Don't let a few bad signals ruin the
Correct.
All right, cool. Well, look, let's move on. We're 10 minutes in. I want to talk a little bit. I know clients are going, what's new? What's going on? Well, first off, everybody who's watching hopefully understands the power of identity, right? That's our core value here, 9 billion plus devices, you know, tracked, et cetera. Decisioning is really where we're focused on. Now, we both mentioned ESP, CDP. We understand you have a tech stack and Wunderkind needs to fit into that tech stack wherever you feel that it needs to fit in. And look, if you have an ESP that's doing some great decisioning, awesome. But if you feel like your ESP has hit the ceiling, I talk to Chris Maria at Email Connect all the time, and he's doing RFPs for large and small brands constantly. He says, our ESP can't do this any longer. Well, great. That's where Wunderkind could come in and fill that gap at the top. So again, you're all clients watching, so you probably understand everything we do. But if you don't, or if you just want to learn more, you got to reach out to your rep. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to put up this QR code right now. This is our early access beta program. So everything we're about to talk about right now, I'm gonna show it again later before the end, but this is where you should be looking. You should get your brand into these early access beta programs because some of the results are awesome. And with that said, I wanna talk about our latest real product launch, which is AI experiences, right? This is the evolution of triggered-based messaging. And it basically, you know, replaces those fixed drips, right? Send abandoned cart 24 hours later, you know, send it 3 days later, send it as a text message after the email, et cetera. Now it's kind of real time. And Rachel, I know you're working with clients to evangelize this AI-based experience. What are some of the things it can do in the terminology that marketers watching today, you know, will understand?
Yeah, within AI experiences, there are several AI models. The one that I think is the most impactful right away, and I would call your rep immediately and get it turned on, is AI abandonment. Like Tim said, right now you have Wunderkind best practices, which are head and shoulders above your, you know, what are your business rules could be. So you have that built into your programs today, but they can still be better because not every consumer is going to react to Wunderkind best practices. So getting that AI abandonment is now you don't have 100 consumers who are getting 4 email touches interspersed with their text messages and then their display or meta journeys or whatever other retargeting is happening offsite. The business rules that are driving that are their opt out. Are they opted in or opted out to email and SMS? Are they a prospect or a customer? Did they convert or not? Those are those pre-built business rules that are changing the journey. And right now there are consumers out there that they need an email or a text 15 minutes after they abandon. And we're waiting 24 hours or 12 hours, depending on your brand. And there are consumers that actually, they're not ready to buy yet, but we're stopping that abandonment journey 72 hours after they abandon and they're still in consideration. And so what's the opportunity to extend a couple more days or a couple more touches beyond that to get that conversion? So what AI abandonment will do is personalize that experience. So instead of having 100 consumers fall into the same static business rules, you will generate 100 different experiences with timing and channels and messaging for your audience.
It's really amazing. I mean, this is the holy grail. We only dreamed of this like 10 years ago. I remember talking about it. It's now here. So again, if you don't have access or you didn't know about this, get into the early adopters beta program. We want you. And I'm going to throw some stats out here right now. And I'll say them because I'll take the heat if anybody wants to call us out for it. But look, our early results with people in beta, we're talking about some getting up to 30% higher conversions when adopting the AI experiences. 59% audience expansion. Now it's just based on our identity, being able to actually lift identity. But also some clients are seeing between 15 and 25% of their out of stock abandonment, you know, messaging going out when things are back in stock, conversions. So 15 to 20% lift there, 12 to 40% revenue lift in total overall on some of these beta clients. And then, you know, we're seeing average order value go up. Some cases up to 35%, suggesting these other materials, these other products, et cetera. And then just overall around a 40 plus percent of engagement lift. So this stuff is real. Like, these are real numbers. You're going to see this stuff roll out and hit general population and all clients probably late or early next year, late this year, early next. But you could be reaping the benefits of this right now in the early beta program. It's working. So give us a call. Again, I'm putting up this QR code. Get in it. This is just a web page on our site. It's a simple form. Or you can reach out to your rep at any time and say, hey, why am I not in this? So shake their boots. Well, with that, why don't we close out by just kind of skimming some of the roadmap items. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Can you talk, and you know what, let's talk for a minute here on meta audiences, because this is a new channel expansion for us. I'm really excited about it. I've spent millions of dollars on meta ads. I cut my teeth on them as early as 2011 with Mark Cuban, spending millions and millions of dollars for his companies. What does meta audiences integration really do? You're far better to sum that up for the viewers here.
Yeah, like you said, everybody's spending on meta, and you're spending a higher percentage of your marketing budget than you really want to be on all your consumers that you are retargeting, whether you have a fixed budget, so you're spending a set amount of money and reaching as many consumers as you can within that, or you're spending to a ROAS floor and making sure that every dollar you spend returns at a 2, 3, 4X, whatever the number that you've set is. But the reality is today, maybe you're changing that based on where they abandoned the site or what their original source is, but you're not changing a consumer's impression level or your spend level against that consumer based on any other marketing channel or marketing experience that you are pushing out there. What our meta audience integration allows you to do is say, hey, this is Rachel, and we're also reaching her through email and text. We all know that multi-channel marketing works. The reality is, like, you stop spending against an email consumer in Meta, their overall conversion is going to go down. You stop spending against a text consumer in email or vice versa, overall conversion rates are going to go down. You have to reach the consumer where you can find them. But do you have to be reaching them at the same frequency that you're reaching a consumer that you're not talking to in email? Do you have to be reaching them with that same spend? Probably not. And there's such an opportunity to take, let's say my impression levels are set at 100% and Tim, because we can reach him through email, are 50% of that. Take that extra 50% and invest against another person that right now you're not able to reach because of your either fixed spend or ROAS thresholds. So looking at converting a higher rate of your overall audience. So you're going to see sort of some wonky conversion rates within email and text and meta as you go to test this. But looking at your overall conversion rates of the audience that you're able to retarget is going to get stronger. And that is smarter spending. That is your ability to go invest in future brand campaigns and drive more traffic to your site to go then retarget it. So I think this is an incredible evolution of the ability for marketers to be intelligent about where they're putting their next dollar.
Yeah, look, this is great for that top of the funnel. Just reinvesting in yourself, to your point, reaching more people. I'm excited. It exists today, beta clients. And listen to this. I mean, I know because I talked to the rep, there's a large travel brand that's seeing up to a 9x return on their ad investment using this. So it is absolutely allowing them to reinvest, reach more people, more conversions, et cetera. This will be available right now. It's slated for October 29th. General population. So you'll have access very quickly, but if you want to get access today, again, bug your rep, get to that early access. But let's skim over some of the others. I know we're getting close on time here. I want to give people a flavor of what the engineers have been working on. Right now, we're going to make it more human for you to work within Wunderkind. And that means bringing more natural language, segmentation, and product affinity rules. So you can literally build your audiences in like plain English. You know, you don't have to be a coder, et cetera. We really want to you to be able to act like a human, speak like a human. Purchase propensity and intent modeling. Our machine learning, you know, is doing amazing things here, but let's find more ways. What's the higher probability to drive people into certain audiences? You know, you mentioned pacing. You know, Tim might need a text message 15 seconds, you know, or 15 minutes after I did something. Others might need it later. What does all that look like? And we're really fine tuning our AI decisioning there. Omnichannel audiences. I mean, we just talked about Meta, right? Expanding the channels that we can actually go into and optimize for you. Social messaging is on the horizon there. I know a lot will be excited to hear that. We're working on it. Infinite experiences. Have you found a different way or a different name for infinite experiences? Just to kind of explain it in a elevator pitch to people, what infinite experiences are?
Yeah, I would say that infinite experiences is the thing you've been pitched 100 times in every ESP and CDP tech meeting you've ever had. It's the ability to truly personalize that journey and provide the best message and engagement to the customer wherever they are. Like Tim mentioned, right? Wunderkind is identity. You cannot personalize without knowing who somebody is. And what Wunderkind is able to do is know who somebody is sooner and in more places. And that is going to give you the ability to, you know, use those puzzle pieces that I talked about before to create that experience that is going to drive your consumer to their next best step with your brand.
Yeah. And look, we're naming it right now, Infinite Experiences. That name may change. I don't know. We'll find out. But this is going to be huge for us in the beginning of 2026. And if you think about the word infinite, it truly is that, right? We mentioned before A/B testing, and then there was ABCDEF testing of emails. Infinite is truly infinite. Like, it's going to be incredibly difficult or impossible to know what email went to every single consumer because they're truly bespoke. I'm extremely excited about that.
Yeah, I think the ability, the range that infinite experiences have and the name infinite displays is exciting, but it also gives you the ability to start small and make changes that are right now soaking up so many of your team's resources. So I don't know about you guys, but I've spent a lot of time talking about the header on our website and what order should the categories be in? And should we be looking at a gift guide or holiday favorites and what messaging should go there? And infinite experiences will allow the consumer to have the right order of men's, women's, kids, sale, or for that sale shopper, should sale go first? There is no more A, B, C, D, E, F testing on that. You can just put all the different categories that you want to showcase into the bucket and see what comes out for each consumer.
2026 is going to be the year where marketers like Jal truly drops, and it's really just going to be lean in and adopt it or be afraid of it. And I can't wait for infinite experiences. Rounding out, we got a couple other things. Of course, for those of you on the development side, if you're on, we're expanding our developer hub, the resources we have in there. We're extending our external APIs. So if you only want to use certain APIs for certain things like events or just a personalization API, enrich your own data for certain reasons in your own environment, we're still expanding all of that API framework through our build connector. We've already mastered, I feel, server-side tracking, but we're increasing that, extending the life of that first-party cookie, et cetera, boosting identity, which is what we've been doing for almost 14 years here now. You're going to see some analytics upgrades. You know, your dashboards are going to change. You're going to be able to create more generative insights more loosely through natural language. You know, really talk like a human and get back results in human language, which is going to be great for reporting. And then one of the things we're squarely focused on, which doesn't affect a lot of people that are watching today because they're already clients, but if you're thinking about moving an ESP or CDP or anything else, we are expanding our native connections with those ESPs. So, you know, you think about the Salesforce marketing clouds, the Klaviyos, the Bloomreaches, et cetera. Like, we want to integrate directly into them. So you have our build framework to build your own, or you could just natively connect. Those are all the things that we're working on. There's a lot of really awesome advancements. I would implore everybody here, please open our emails. You know, we're in the email business, we get it, but you'll learn about these things as they're rolling out. We're trying to adopt production schedules and communication schedules, much like OpenAI. I feel like every 2 weeks, there's something new you need to learn. You know, in advance, they add some functionality. We're doing the same. So please get in that early beta access program. You can always find it here on our website under platform. It just lives there. You can apply for any or all of the beta programs that we have. And it's a new program that we really want to see you take advantage of in 2026. With that, Rachel, I think we paid the bills here. I think we did what we were planning to do. Is there any last immediate actions or anything that a client should be thinking about right now with Wunderkind?
I would say as you get ready for Black Friday this year, reach out to your rep and make sure that you have all the bells and whistles that we offer today turned on. You have access to those AI experiences that, you know, that AI abandonment that I mentioned, Meta coming out end of this month. Yeah. Start getting in and talking about what strategies you want to employ with the capabilities that Wunderkind offers.
Absolutely. Look, just touch base with your reps. Make sure you have the latest and greatest. With that said, we're going to close it out. I appreciate everybody watching today. Rachel, I appreciate you getting up on a Friday.
Appreciate you too.
Recording for me. Everybody have a great week. Give us a call and good luck with BFCM. We'll see you soon there.
Good luck, everybody.
Thanks again.